Good morning, folks. That was a Doolin. It is now officially 8 o'clock. You are listening to WMFO in Medford, and this is Celtic Dawn. Next up, we've got something from our own local lads, Nathan Gurley and Joey Abarta.
L'air indigné. sécurité dans leur bunker climatisé. Un vrai gros boom économique, ça vient qu'une bombe écologique. L'autre jour en face d'Île d'Orléans, ça trafiquait sur le Saint-Laurent. Un gros cargo de la Sonoco a laissé des frissons dans le dos. Your pipeline, tic-tic-tac, bang. C'est de la gamique qui va dans vos bang tanks. You gonna see qu'on a des grands dents dans le bayou du Saint-Laurent. Scraper notre sauvagerie. Il sera trop tard, oui, ma cousine, quand ils auront passé le pipeline. Une marée noire, un déroulement, c'est le tout step des calamités. Des manigances du Parlement pour goudronner la vérité. C'est de la gamique qui va dans vos bang tanks. You gonna see qu'on a des grandes dents dans le bayou du Saint-Laurent. Your pipeline, tic-tic-tac, bang. C'est de la gamique qui va dans vos bang tanks. You gonna see qu'on a des grandes dents dans le bayou du Saint-Laurent.
Attention, attention, hot off the wire. Scientists report that the Earth's supply of radio waves is dangerously close to exhaustion. Physicist Air Dr. Ben Yu has the story.
I can see charts, see radio waves, see it depleted.
All is not lost. Save the radio waves and donate to WMFO today. Donate with a credit card online at support.wmfo.org. Donate by check made out to Trustees of Tufts College and mailed to WMFO, Attention Donation, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts 02155. Visit our website at WMFO.org for more info.
Here at WMFO, we like to ask the important questions, such as, why freeform? Well, it's been our tradition now for 45 years, and none of us here want to see that change anytime soon. Do you? If not, we need your help to keep WMFO freeform by contributing to our annual donations drive. Anytime before April 13th, go over to donate.wmfo.org to support us in reaching our $5,000 goal. You will even receive a unique thank you gift. To see more about what our DJs have to say about keeping WMFO freeform, visit facebook.com/WMFO Medford. That's facebook.com/WMFO Medford.
As one who has just recently donated, one feels that, please, folks, if you would be so kind, we could certainly use the money because our budget got cut by the Tufts Assembly, and we do have equipment failing, so we could definitely use the money. Where you want to go as far as a website goes is donate.wmfo.org. That will get you to the right place. If you want to mail a check or please, a check, not cash, you can send it to Donations, care of WMFO, Post Office Box 53065, Medford, Massachusetts, 02153. Well, we heard the Yves Lambert Trio doing Dans le Bayou Saint-Laurent, and that's from their new album, Laissez Courir le Chien. And yes, my Canadian French is terrible, even though I grew up very close to the Canadian border. I didn't have that many Quebeca friends, so didn't have the opportunity to get the good pronunciation down. Before that, we heard Nathan Gurley and Joey Abarda with a set of Slip Jigs, Come Upstairs with Me, the Tenpenny Piece, and the Winnie Hills of Leitrim. And as we mentioned, we started off the show early with Doolin from their album doing Real Africa. And we segue back to hear from John McCutcheon, and then some Welsh folks, and then we'll hear from John Roberts and Tony Barrand. So that's all coming up to you on the airwaves.
The night that Dan Ryan got locked in the pub, it started out just after noon. Down at O'Malley's, they're having a session, and Dan, he was mad for the tunes. Joe Barry from Templemore came with his pipes and that Yank with his fiddle and bow. Every few years, he's visiting here since that night he showed up in the snow. Ellen O'Malley drove in from Dublin, and old Andy Dowling's there too. There was singing and laughter, the crack, it was mighty, so he might sing an old song or two. Old Donnie is gone now, so John minds the bar, and they still draw the best pint in leash. As the session roared on with the tunes and the songs, he'd had six or seven at least. It was a glorious sight at O'Malley's that night, but old Dan was soon feeling the booze, and he knew up the stair was an empty bed there, so he went up to take a short snooze. "Time, boys," cried O'Malley right at 11:30, and the crowd was soon stumbling for home. When John finished the chores and locked up the doors, no one knew Dan was left there alone. At 5 a.m, he woke with a start. And as he descended the stair, feeling like hell, he could suddenly tell that nary a person was there. He looked at the glasses washed up in the sink and the bottles lined up in a row. For a moment, it seemed he was living a dream. "Perhaps I'll have one before I go." So he poured him a Powers and two a pint jar, saying, "Slante, now there's a fine double." But then from his seat, as he looked to the street, he knew that his fortune was trouble. He first tried the front door, then went to the back, and found that he could not get out. Not a window would open, the cellar was locked, and that's when he started to shout. Then he thought, hell, it's Sunday, they're all off at Mass. No one will be here till noon. So he poured out a Bulmers to lighten his palate and said, I'll just have me a tune. So he sang Liz Dunvarna and Molly Malone, and he poured out a pint, then another. He toasted O'Malley, he toasted the Yank and the dear sainted soul of his mother. And that's how they found him collapsed at the bar, surrounded by glasses turned over, the poor drunken fool half asleep in his drool, still mumbling the old Irish rover. The night that Dan Ryan got locked in the pub, 'tis legend all over the town, and O'Malley, it's said, will still check the bed each night before he shuts the place down. The night that Dan Ryan got locked in the pub, he suffered such great mental scars. It's been more than a year, and from what I can hear, he's still steering clear of the bars.
I'll tell you an old-fashioned story, as grandfather used to relate, of a building and joining contractor. His name, it was Sam Oglethwaite. In a shop on the banks of the Irwell, old Sam used to follow his trade in a place you'll have heard of, called Bury. You know, where black puddings is made. Well, one day, Sam were filling a knothole with putty when in through the door come an old chap, fair wreathed in whiskers. Tall chap said, "Good morning, I'm Noah." Well, Sam asked Noah what was his business, and tall chap went on to remark that not liking the look of the weather, he were thinking of building an ark. Well, he'd gotten the wood for bulwarks and all t'other shipbuilding junk, and he wanted some nice bird's eye maple to paddle the sides of his bunk. Now, maple was Sam's monopoly. That means 'twere all his to cut. Nobody else hadn't got none, so he asked Noah 3 halfpence a foot. "Ain't too much," replied Noah. "Penny a foot's more the mark. Penny a foot, and when rain comes, I'll give you a ride in me ark." But neither would budget bargain. The old daft thing seemed kind of a jam. So Sam stuck his tongue out at Noah, and Noah made long bacon at Sam. In wrath and ill feeling they parted, not knowing when they'd meet again. And Sam, he forgot all about it. So one day, started to rain. Well, it rained and it rained for a fortnight. It flooded the old countryside. It rained and it kept on raining till the Irwell were 50 miles wide. Well, the houses were soon underwater. Folks to the roofs had to climb. They said 'twas the rottenest summer that Bury had had for some time. Well, the rain showed no sign of abating, and the water rose hour by hour till the only dry land were at Blackpool, and that were on top of the tower. So Sam started swimming to Blackpool. It took him best part of a week. His clothes were wet through when he got there, and his boots were beginning to leak. Well, he stood to his watch chain in water on tower top just before dark, when who should come sailing towards him but old Noah steering his ark. Well, they glared at each other in silence till ark were alongside all but, and Noah said, "What price your maple?" Sam answered, 3 halfpence a foot. Noah said, "Nay, I'll make thee an offer, same as I did t'other day. Penny a foot and a free ride. Now come on, lad, what dost thou say?" 3 halfpence a foot, came the answer. So Norrie's sail had to hoist, and he steered off again in a dudgeon, while Sam stood determined, but moist. Noah sailed around, flying his pigeons, till 40th day of the wet. And on his way back, passing Blackpool, he saw old Sam standing there yet. His chin just stuck out of the water. Comical figure he cut. And Noah said, now what price your maple?" Sam answered, 3 halfpence a foot. Noah said, "Nay, thou'd best take me offer. It's last time I'll be hereabouts, and if water comes half an inch higher, I'll let him get maple for nought. 3 halfpence a foot it'll cost you, and as for me," Sam said, "don't fret. Sky's took a turn since this morning. I think it'll brighten up yet." "Nay, lad, thou art wrong," said Noah. "It'll rain a lot more, I'll be bound." "Come on, lad, sell us your maple." "Bugger off," said Sam. And then drowned.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes. And you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active, another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes, another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger, two if you're very overweight, and 3 if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up 5 or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Shade above and bolenvard, the bay are grocked van haven, the go ever is shallow merla, stu dilte lash no cowley. Oh, roche the vow, while ye, oh, roche the bach, while ye. Oi roche de va gualie an nicherat on tauri. Ugly are my lame or garda, quill eat fame is the frank no spawny, is for the cheat roy gal come. Oh, roche the bahu walla, oh, roche the bahu walla, oh, roche the bahu walla, and the share hot on town. A wheelerin of art go vecum, more than me and bio in a year cock shocked, grand you will, I guess me leg a Ek fogert farmer cowlies. Oh, roche the bahu walla, oh, roche the bahu walla, oh, roche the bahu walla, and the share of the town.
Thank you.
It's 8:37. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. That was Talon's Trip to Thompson Island and is from the Nordic Fiddlers Block, the new album. And Kevin Henderson composed that after a marvelous week at one of the Scottish fiddle schools held in the Boston area. And it was done as a fundraiser for the next years of fiddle school. They decided that they would all write tunes and sell the naming rights. And a lovely lady bought that tune, so that's what it became, was Talon's Trip to Thompson Island from the album Deliverance. Before that was Lorcan Mac Mathúna with Andor Fenia, or also probably better known as Oro Sedawatha Wailia, from his Visionaries 1916 album. Words and songs from the album of four of the revolutionaries, and of course that was Patrick Pierce. Prior to that we heard John Roberts and Tony Berend, and that was Tony doing Three Halfpence a Foot from Live at Holstein's. Before that, we heard some fine Welsh there from the Test Department and Breith Gulf, and that was Men Who Went to Catraith from their album The Gododdin, and which they do most of the lovely pieces that make up that book of Welsh poetry. And we started off that set with John McCutcheon, The Night That Dan Ryan Got Locked in the Pub, from the album 22 Days. And this is where we ask you if you are a Celtic artist. And as you can see, our remit ranges far and wide. And you would like to get heard, please send your CDs and promotional announcements to Celtic Dawn, care of WMFO, Post Office Box 53065, Medford, Massachusetts, 02153. And honestly, I listen to every CD that gets sent in. we do have some criteria. We ask that you, as far as possible, try to use Audacity or GarageBand or one of those pieces to clean up things like opening of doors and windows, the dog howling, the cat whining for food, you know, the kind of stuff that just totally detracts from a recording. And we also ask that you hopefully be able to play your instruments. In the meantime, the Gobshites, who are a local sort of rock Celtic band, got the money together to issue their latest album, The Whistle Before the Snap, and they'd be very happy if you purchased same. It's available on CD Baby. Because at the last gig, Pete Walsh, who's the leader, obviously didn't have enough money to buy a Guinness and was forced to drink the free PBR. Oh, horrors.